We're shipping Father's Day gifts with a rapid-fire round of questions. Ready?
Yes. My gift. Can you pack it?
Yep.
Ship it?
Yes.
Guarantee it?
Of course.
Oh, send a set of golf clubs.
Oh, hole in one.
Protect electronics? Dogproof it? Return it if they hate it?
Yes, no, and yeah.
Are you the UPS store?
Hey, we have a winner!
Woo!
Visit theupsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Visit a store today.
Welcome to Inner Growth Bites, your quick dose of mindset shifts and positive reminders to fuel your personal growth. In just a few minutes, you'll get a powerful insight to help you realign, refocus, and move forward in your day with more intention. Let's get growing.
One analogy that I always talk about when I'm talking about balance is this energy of a pendulum. In case you don't know what a pendulum is, it's basically like a cord with a charm in the bottom, and it's usually like a pointy kind of crystal, but you can think about it as like a necklace with a heavy charm on it. If you take that pendulum and you swing it to one side, let's say you swing it to the right, and you swing it pretty far out and you let it go, the moment that you let go of the pendulum, it's going to swing to the opposite side. So if you swing it to the right, it's going to swing all the way to the left, and it's going to swing all the way to the left in the same distance away from the middle that you swung it to the right. And it's going to keep swinging from side to side until eventually it arrives back in the middle. And that's what they call the Tao in Taoism. But if you think about that analogy, if you think about that pattern, we can see that same pattern in our lives when we think about 0 to 100 mindset, right? You can think about the binge restrict cycle. You can think about extreme behaviors. Like, that's exactly it. You know, when you go all the way to one extreme, your body, your soul, your energy almost needs to overcompensate for that extreme by going to the opposite extreme until you're able to arrive back into a middle point. Think about when you are like hyperfixated on a certain breakfast food and you're eating that food every day. Let's say it's oatmeal and you're having oatmeal every day without fail. Every day you're having oatmeal, and that's an extreme, right? Eventually you're going to get sick of oatmeal. And what are you probably going to do? You're probably not going to eat oatmeal for a while. And then eventually you're going to rediscover, I forgot that I love oats. And then you're going to have oats again and you're going to realize, wow, this was really good. But maybe it's not something I want to eat every single day. And that's a way, way, way healthier and better approach. I mean, I will have my little hyperfixation breakfast. Like, sometimes it's yogurt bowls or sometimes it's like my matcha and the way I'm making it. But I really feel like adding diversity into my life has really helped with that, and being okay with doing different things and not being so rigid in your ways is also really important to finding balance. I was also talking about this in another context with someone else recently, and the example is relating to running. Let's say you love to run and you want to be able to run all throughout your menstrual cycle. Maybe not like on the day of your period that you first get it, like day one of your cycle, but let's say you want to run most of your cycle. What does running cost your body and why is it demonized? Well, running is a high intensity type of workout that requires a lot of physical stamina and endurance. And so it does put a physical stress on your body, especially when you're doing it for a long period of time or for a lot of days of the week, every week. So what are other things that can also cause stress on your life or on your body or on your mind? Maybe you put a lot of pressure on yourself, or you don't sleep enough, or you over caffeinate every day, or you don't drink enough water, or you don't eat enough. All of those other things can also be stressors. If you're over caffeinating, not drinking enough water, not eating enough, not sleeping enough, and you're running every day, like, that is so stressful on your body. And that's an overload of stress. So I wouldn't recommend that. But if you're running, but then you're remembering to drink enough water, and you're maybe sticking to one caffeinated drink a day, and you have 7 to 8 hours of sleep every night, you are counterbalancing that physical stress with other things that are nourishing to your body and that help you prevent stress overload. So it's always about this balance. It's always about taking a look at what you're doing and the intensity with which you're doing it, and then thinking about what are other ways that you can nourish yourself to counterbalance that. And then the last thing also that I think is really important when it comes to balance and when it comes to being able to live a balanced life, especially in the sphere of your relationship with food, your relationship with exercise, and your relationship with pleasure, specifically resting, dancing, fun, concerts, live music, drinking, smoking weed, or any of these things that are considered vices or are considered like fun things to do or indulgences, like getting a bagel or whatever, any of those things. The reason why we fall into these 0 to 100 patterns is because of our ego. It's because there's a part of us, our ego, that wants to cultivate an identity out of our life experiences. And what happens? We think that we either have to be this healthy girl persona, and the healthy girl persona that works out every day, meditates every day, only eats healthy, drinks 2 gallons of water every day, la 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 la. That healthy girl persona in your brain is not allowed or doesn't go out for a drink with her friends or go to concerts or dance. That's because your ego does see things in black and white. And your ego wants to fit you in a box. And the ego wants you to feel like you fit into a box. Because society does prize fitting into boxes. But we're not made for boxes. We're way more multidimensional than that. And when you think about it, that's what I think kind of leads us to these 0 to 100 behaviors, is because we want to be perceived in a certain way, or we want to just have that sense of security for ourselves because we have that quote unquote fixed identity. Oh, I'm the healthy girl. I'm not allowed to drink. Like if I drink, that like puts everything about my healthy girl identity in question. And that is the problem, is that when we're over-identifying with something, if we do something that contradicts that identity, it causes us to question everything about ourselves. It causes us to question our self-identity. It causes us to question our worth, to feel imperfect. And the moment that you realize that you're not meant for a box and you don't have to be this, you know, formula, and you don't have to fit into a certain identity or a certain persona, the moment you realize you don't have to do that, you free yourself and you help yourself find the shades of gray, and you help yourself embrace the multidimensionality element of who you are, and you help yourself find balance.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.